Hey there, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. My name is Isolde Trachtenberg, and I am super thrilled that you're here. I had this whole thing planned out about what I was going to talk about in this week's solo Innovative Mindset Mindful Creative episode, but I'm throwing it out because I want to talk to you about something that is really important today. And I keep harping on that whole today thing. One of the things that I said recently to a friend was, you know, if you don't start the thing you want to start today, a year from now, you're going to be really bummed you didn't start it today. So that's a lot of what my thinking is start now, start where you are. It's okay if you don't know everything. You don't have to know everything. You just have to know the thing you want to do, and maybe the first two or three steps of that thing. So that means Google or however works best for you. Having said that, there's something else that I said just today that I say to my coaching clients a lot, and that is practice for 5 minutes a day is better than 3 hours once a week. If you're playing the violin, if you're a dancer, if you are a painter, if you are an innovator or the idea person at work, whatever it is that you do, if you try to do it just once a week and think you're going to build the skills, it's not going to work as well. It's just not going to work. That's the best way I can say it. It's just not going to work. Not that you can't get a little bit better if you practice every once in a while for a really long time, but there are certain things that happen that when you do that, that it kind of messes you up a little bit. And here's what I mean by that. First of all, if whatever it is that you're doing is a physical exertion type of activity, you could make yourself sore, you could injure yourself, all of that. So let's say you're trying to do a yoga practice. If you're trying to do a yoga practice and you go, I'm going to go to class three hours once a week and it's going to be all I need, then you're going to really be incredibly sore for the next few days. And then you're probably not even going to want to go the following week. So here's my alternative. Here is the alternative that I propose. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, particularly if you want to stay and develop into that ever-present innovator's mindset. If you want to go through and go, I'm going to hone my creative genius so that it's available to me all the time, so that I think in a more agile way, so that I can be more receptive, but also more maneuverable in how I proceed through life and through work, in my relationships with friends and family, everything. If you want to do that, then here is what you need to do. You need to practice it for at least 5 minutes a day. Ta-da, that's the secret. Look, there are reasons why it's better, and I'm going to go through a couple of them, but think about it for a second. While I'm talking, while you're listening to this, isn't there a ring of truth? Isn't there just a ring of truth of, you know, if I did it for even just 5 minutes a day, whatever the it is, practicing yoga, learning the guitar, learning a new language, using Duolingo, whatever it is that you are practicing up on, doesn't it just feel a little bit more right to go, yeah, probably if I did it every day for a little bit every day, it would be better for me. Now, the question I have to ask you is why? What do you think makes it better? And if you have an answer to that, that isn't the one that I'm about to say, I'd love to hear from you, because I think it's something we need to be talking about, even though I recognize that you're busy and things are going on, and life is uncertain and mysterious at the best of times in many ways. And I still want to encourage you to think about the thing that you are dreaming about doing. And I talk about this all the time. You know, what did you do when you were a kid? What were those things that you longed to do? Did you tell stories? Did you make up adventures? Did you draw pictures? Did you sing songs? What is it that you used to do? Because probably if you look back at that, you'll find the thing that is the germinating seed of your creative genius. So that's the thing that I'd encourage you to do. And yet, here's the thing. The reason I'm talking about all this is that it is better to practice that little tiny bit of creative genius every day rather than go, ah, I go to this thing once a month, or I go and I do this every 6 months, or once a year I go to this thing and I rejuvenate and renew my love for my creative genius. Why is it better to do it every day? Here, I keep dancing around the issue, but I'm going to just give you the reasons. First of all, it builds the habit, right? It builds the habit of doing it. And building that habit is super important, because the more you do it, the more you do it, the more you'll get better, the more you will want to do it, the more you'll build the skills of doing it, right? So that's really important. If you do it every day, even for 5 minutes, it's cumulative, versus once a week for an hour or 3 hours, you get just sort of a brain dump, but that doesn't mean you're going to hold on to it. And that's one of the more important things that we need to be talking about, is that it's building neural pathways, right? It's kind of going, oh, when I pluck the string this way, or when I hold the paintbrush that way, or when I write these words together, these are the things that I do. I can do it better. I can see more possibilities. That's another important point. You can see more possibilities when you are doing it daily, because you have just yesterday's experience to go, oh, I see it differently even now, even after only 24 hours, versus once a week, you might miss some of those aha moments. The other thing is that it builds muscle memory. The more you practice a dance move, or practice drawing lines, or practice writing, the muscles themselves become more acclimated to doing that thing, whatever it is. So we've built the habit, we've built muscle memory, we've built the neural pathways. It also builds an awareness, and this is an interesting one, because you know me and awareness, I talk about awareness all the time. It builds an awareness for the sights, sounds, smells, and feelings of what works and what doesn't work. Daily practice, consistent daily practice, lets you do that. It actually gets into the sense memory of your brain and lets you notice much more quickly, much more easily, much more facilely what works and what doesn't work. And that's really important too. The next thing is, well, the best way to put it is, there are lots of people out there walking around going, I'm not really a creative person. It's not really what I do. I see all those other people being creative, but that's that I want to be maybe, but I'm not. And I'm here to tell you, yar, we all have a creative genius inside us. You have a creative genius inside you. You can innovate. You can think differently. You can go, I know what, let's do. You can build those skills. And if you do it every day, it allows you to start thinking of yourself as a creative person, especially if you currently don't. Ah, isn't that amazing? It allows you to think of yourself as a creative person, most especially if you don't. My husband would never think of himself as a not creative person, ever. He's an artist. He's a professional clown. He's a juggler. He would never go, I'm not really creative. But he's been doing it all his life, and he does at least something of it every single day. I spent a lot of time thinking of myself as not a creative person because I have a real analytical streak, and it took me writing every day and making music every day and doing something creative every day for years in order for me to start thinking, you know what? I am a creative person. And if I can do it, I who thought I was only analytical and only that way and could only really work with A to B, B to C, to start going, oh, I can look at the concepts. I can look at myself as a creative person. I can push myself out of my comfort zone and learn to paint, which is huge for me because that is not my skill set. That is not my talent. And so this year, I think if you're a longtime listener, yay. And if you're new to the show, you're about to hear a story. If you've heard this before, sorry. So every year I do a creative practice, and it's a creative practice where I don't have any judgment about how good I am. So that means it has to be a creative practice that I absolutely have no experience in, because the second I start, like as a musician, the second I start going, oh, I'm going to learn a new instrument, I have preconceived notions about how good I am, quote, supposed to be, unquote. That's not good, particularly if what you're trying to do is build a practice where you do it without judgment. Because immediately upon going, oh, you should be better than this, then you're judging yourself. So I specifically and deliberately choose something that I can build a skill with that I have zero experience with. Because if I don't have any experience with it, then I don't have any ego around it. And all I can do and all I have to do and get to do is explore the creative thing that I'm doing. So there's a lot that's really important about that. So this year it's painting. Last year it was stand-up comedy. This year I'm painting. And I love painting. It's so much fun. But what's really cool about it is that when I paint, I absolutely don't have any notion of the passing of time. I'm strictly in that creative place because I'm not evaluating. That's one of the things that's so important for us to remember. When you are strictly in the creative part of your brain, there is no room for analysis because analysis, evaluation, assessment, and editing all happen in another part of your brain. And that's the part of your brain that also notices the passing of time. So when you are truly in creative space, in creative part of your brain, you do not have as much of an ability to notice the passage of time, which is why you'll find yourself when you're really into something, you'll go, oh, 3 hours have passed? How did that happen? I thought it was only 20 minutes. That's because that part of your brain absolutely just doesn't have that access. It doesn't have the access to noticing how much time has passed. Anyway, so the most important part about doing this creative practice is don't judge yourself. Well, no, the most important part is do it every day. But releasing an attachment to the outcome, don't judge yourself, just do it, is really important. Now, what do I mean by don't judge yourself? You immediately want to go, oh, that's not very good. Or, oh, I could have done that better. Yeah, sure. You probably could have done it better if you had 25 years of experience doing it or whatever, or many classes. The whole point is to do it without refrain from saying that it could have been better, because what does that get you other than feeling a little bit bad? Anything could be better, but it's not practical to think of it in those terms when you're creating, because you're setting yourself up to feel bad and therefore not to be as interested in going back and hitting the creative gym tomorrow. The other part of this is releasing attachment to the outcome. Pema Chodron, who's a Buddhist nun, has the best and the only definition of hopelessness that I can get behind. I am a dyed-in-the-wool optimist. And whenever I hear hopelessness, I go, oh, that just feels so like an ill-fitting suit. I don't like it. And she said in her book, When Things Fall Apart, which I love and highly recommend, I'll put a link to it in the show notes. She said, hopelessness is the release of all hope for an alternative to the present moment. And I love that because it lets you be free of wanting to be somewhere other than you are. Now, interestingly, my take on it is not wanting to be someplace other than you are. It's about feeling badly that you are not where you want to be. Like, if you're not where you want to be, I'm game. Change it. Figure out a way to change where you are. That's great. But feeling bad or beating yourself up for not being where you want to be, that wastes your energy. It wastes your creative life force. It wastes your innovative genius. It wastes everything. So as much as possible, the more you release an attachment to the outcome, to what it looks like, what it sounds like, what it feels like or smells like or tastes like or whatever it is your creative outlet's going to be, the more you release the attachment to your vision of the outcome and instead embrace what you do create, the more you're going to be likely to want to create further and the more energy you'll have to create in the first place. Because you're not wasting that energy beating yourself up for it not having come out the way you thought it might or would or could or should. Okay, so those are my reasons for saying practice 5 minutes a day is better than 3 hours once a week. Now, I'm going to give you a challenge, and the challenge is this. For the next week, I want you to do this. Whatever creative thing you've been dreaming of or wanting to do, just begin 5 minutes a day, and that's it, right? If you haven't already been practicing it daily, if you're just beginning, and if you are practicing it daily, good for you. This is fun anyway. I love checking things off. I'm a checklist person. I love checking things off. So I've created a daily practice checklist for you, and you can download it in the show notes. It's right there. You can download the PDF and then print it out if you'd like. And make yourself a deal that no matter what, you are going to do your creative practice, whatever it is, for 5 minutes a day for 7 days. And each day you do it, mark yourself with an X. Mark the checklist with an X. Anyway, you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to grab the checklist and do it and figure out a way for yourself to do it every single day. And you don't have to do more than 5 minutes. Now, if you do more than 5 minutes, that's great, but you do not have to. The point of this exercise, the point of this challenge is to do it for 5 minutes every single day, no matter what. And when you do it, when you have it, I'd love it if you'd email me a copy, an image, a photo of your completed checklist, because it's so cool. And I would love to celebrate with you that you have completed this 5 minute a day creativity challenge. That's really what this is. So I'm going to put, as I said, the daily practice checklist in the show notes. And the 5 minute a day creativity practice challenge it's on. So if you're listening to this and you decide you're going to do this, head over to the show notes at isoldat.com/isolda11521. That's the date the episode comes out. And grab the checklist and do it. And I hope that you get something really good out of it. And if you want to print out another one and do it again the following week, do it. I think that's great. Or if you want to do it for 10 minutes a day, that's great too. Or if you want to really just jump in all the way, all in, as they say in poker, go to isoldat.com/mindfulcreative and download the Mindful Creative, the 2021 Mindful Creative calendar, and go on the year-long journey to establishing a mindfulness and creativity practice at the same time. It'll leave you agile, facile, and really much more peaceful at the end. I promise you that. So if you really want to go all in, that's the way to do it. And I'll put a link to the show notes there too. All right, cool. I'm excited. I hope that you do this. I'm going to do it too. I'm going to start it tomorrow and I'm going to print out the checklist and I'm going to do the exact same thing. I'm going to do 7 days and I'll check back in next week with you and see how you went. And I'd love to hear from you. If you think you're going to try it, drop me a line. You can find me on Instagram at Isolda T, Facebook, Isolda T Speaker, Twitter at Isolda T. Just about anywhere I'm at Isolda T, except Facebook, which is Isolda T Speaker, because somebody else grabbed Isolda T before I did. So I'd love, love, love to hear from you, particularly what practice you're doing, and your send me a copy of the checklist. That'd be great. All right, cool. I'm happy that you were here, and I'm really grateful that you're here. I did want to say that if you want to support the show, if you want to be a sponsor of the show, I have a Patreon account. And if you want to sponsor the show, you can sponsor it at patreon.com/innovativemindset. So you can sponsor the show and get some exclusive goodies. All right. Until next time, this is Isolda Trachtenberg for the Innovative Mindset Podcast. And I remind you to listen, learn, laugh, and love a whole lot. Thanks so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new. And if you like what you're hearing, please review it and rate it and let other people know. And if you'd like to be a sponsor of the show, I'd love to meet you on patreon.com/innovativemindset. I also have lots of exclusive goodies to share just with the show's supporters there. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2021. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, keep living in your innovative mindset.